a long way to Tipperary.
Well, it's Remembrance Day today. It was on this day back in 1918 that Germany surrendered to the Allies, bringing to an end what's known as the Great War. Happened on this day back in 1918. The RSL in New South Wales actually last week launched Remember to Remember, their campaign leading up to today, urging us all to pause for 1 minute. We will pause on 2HD for 1 minute at 11 o'clock, wherever you happen to be. And it's part of a range of initiatives that have moved online as Remembrance Day traditions are obviously impacted by COVID-19. For the first time in 99 years, the traditional poppy appeal will move online, in-person sales the exception rather than the norm, and services, including those at the Sydney Cenotaph, will be streamed for the community. And, of course, the big one, which is happening down in Canberra this morning, will be going ahead. We can watch it online, and the man who will be emceeing is local journalist and author Scott Bevan, and he's on the line from Canberra. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Richard. Morning, Kim.
Morning, Scott. Thanks for joining us. I know it's a very big day, but when we spoke to you Anzac Day, of course, and it was enormous. So many people came out, candles in the streets, etc. It was interesting what Richard just said then. The RSL has, you know, issued a plea for people to remember to remember. Do you think Remembrance Day compared to Anzac Day is somewhat slipping from our memories?
I don't think so. I think that it's still a major event. They're the two big events in Australian life, I think, Kim. I think that, as we've seen with the pandemic, we can make all sorts of changes to our life and accept change. But I think two cornerstones of how we see ourselves, who we are, where we're from, are wrapped around the institutions and the meaning of Anzac Day and Remembrance Day.
Right. Yeah, okay. Now, what exactly will be happening this morning?
Well, it is the virtual world at the moment, Richard, as we know, as the COVID restrictions have imposed upon us. But I'm delighted to say today is all about humanity. And there is going to be plenty of humans at this function today. There have been changes. Normally, when you see it on telly, or if you've been fortunate enough to attend the ceremonies here at the memorial, it's out the front looking down Anzac Parade towards Lake Burley Griffin and Parliament House. The view this time you'll see on television is a little different because we've moved around to an area called the Captain Reg Saunders Courtyard. And this is a beautiful part of the memorial just near the sculpture garden. So anyone who's wandered through the sculpture garden at the memorial, you'll know roughly where this service is going to be held from. And it gets underway at 10:45. There will be dignitaries there, political and military leaders. And also, importantly, veterans will be attending. All up, I think there's about 200 people who will be there. So wherever you're watching from, you will see human beings, you will see that mark of humanity and humanity celebrated and commemorated during the service.
Well, that's right. And, you know, back to the, I suppose, the original point, asking people to remember, because we've seen such a surge in support from young people for Anzac Day. I think it's so important to make this like something that is become almost not a celebration as such, but a commemoration. But they always know the event is coming up. They always know Anzac Day is coming up. But there are so many people at the 11th, you still hear them say, what are we stopping for?
Yeah, it's a good point, Kim. It is something perhaps we should educate more about, not only for history's sake, about the significance of this day back in 1918, but how it has echoed and rippled through the generations to now. Can you imagine what Australia would be like if those 62,000 young men and boys who went away, our best, our finest, our fittest, who were killed overseas? Imagine if all of those boys and men came home and got married, and the women who were waiting for them, or never got married. The ramifications, the ripples through time to now, still continues to shape who we are and what this country is. So it's an incredibly important day. And also, more broadly, it's a day to remember not just the servicemen and women of the First World War, but all servicemen and servicewomen, those still serving. And I had the joy yesterday to yarn to a young fellow called Taran Roach. You will see Taran today. Taran's a Warramai man. He lives in Raymond Terrace and he serves in the RAAF at Williamtown in 26 Squadron. And Taryn will be playing the didgeridoo today as part of the service. So to speak to a proud Warramai man, a fellow from the Port Stephens area, who is part of our national service today, and personifying just what young Australians do in the services, it was just wonderful to yarn with him.
That will give us goosebumps, I imagine.
Kim and I were talking earlier this morning, and I said my grandfather, who was an ace in the First World War, his medals are at down at the War Museum and also his original logbook. And I have to say that I have not been down to see them since they appeared in the War Memorial. As somebody who has spent quite a deal of time there, do you think it should be on everybody's bucket list to take a trip to Canberra to visit the War Memorial?
Oh, absolutely, to have a better understanding who each and every one of us is and to pay respects to and simply say thank you in whatever way that takes to all of those who have come before us. The War Memorial, to me, is one of the most, if not the most, important place, both in a physical sense and spiritual sense, in Australia.
Oh, absolutely. I've been there last year, year before, and honestly worth the trip to Canberra. Now, Scott, before you go, because we are having this debate again today, Gladys Berejiklian has suggested for the unity of all Australians we change one word in the national anthem from "We are young and free" to "We are one and free." Can you ever see that being sung on Remembrance Day?
What are you doing to me, Kim? You're dragging me into politics.
Oh, sorry.
Well, just a personal opinion. It's one word. Do you think it will matter if that one word is changed?
To me, it would not matter, and it would matter to so many others who would like to see it changed, who would feel a greater connection. If an anthem is to unite us all, rather than make some feel as though they're not connected to it, if it means changing one word, the effects of that could be so profound for so many. Let's do it.
Well said. All right, thank you very much for your time, and good emceeing today, Scott.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Kim.
Break a leg, as they say. No, don't do
I'll
that.
I'll try not to.
All right, thanks for your time. Have a good day. Scott Bevan, local journalist and author who's in Canberra and will be emceeing the big ceremony. Very different today, obviously, with COVID.